So we're looking, I just want to share a little bit about atonement, what that really means for us today. In the Old Testament, there was a day of atonement that God had appointed for the people of Israel to celebrate, where the high priest had to come and offer a lamb as an atoning sacrifice. And that was a perpetual memorial that they had to adhere to. And we know that atoning is about compensating for wrong and about making amends. We know that Christ came to amend and to compensate for our sins that we had committed. And let me read Exodus 30:10 says, once a year Aaron must purify the altar by smearing its horn with blood from the offering made to purify the people from their sin. This will be a regular annual event from generation to generation, for this is the Lord's holy altar. So that's really the root of Lord's Supper, of the Atonement Day, of what we celebrate as, you know, the Passover or Good Friday. This is where the roots are, where once a year the high priest had to purify the altar by smearing the blood for the forgiveness of sins for the people of Israel. And in Leviticus 16:34, it says, this is a permanent law for you to purify the people of Israel from their sins, making them right with the Lord once each year. Moses followed all these instructions exactly as the Lord had commanded him. Now, the Day of Atonement is where the high priest once a year had to just offer this sacrifice for the sins of the people. And in between that, there were other sacrifices that were being offered, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There was no other way of being forgiven of our sins unless there was blood spilt. So could you imagine the constant slaughtering of animals, of lambs, of turtle doves, of pigeons, in order for the people to be redeemed from their sin? But God had a great plan that he had put into place from the foundations of the world, that he would redeem man back to himself. And that's what this is all about. So we're looking at an exchange. When we're redeemed, it's looking at an exchange or a buyback. You know, if you've ever had like a voucher that you go to a shop and you redeem it, you exchange it. And that's what Christ has done. He has exchanged his life for ours. He's bought back. He paid the full price for restoring us back to God. And, you know, it's to redeem something is to save it. And, you know, the Christian title that we use, oh, we say to people, oh, are you saved? And people think, saved from what? That, yeah, are we saved from our sins, saved from damnation? So redemption is about this exchange, this buying back, which Christ did, and he came to save us from our sins. And today we use words like we're ransomed and redeemed, you know, because that's really speaking about Jesus, that he came to reclaim us by settling our debt of sin. It was not his debt, it was our debt of sin, but it was a debt that we could never pay. It was impossible for it to be paid. And that's why this constant sacrificing of animals, because once the animal had been sacrificed and then people sinned again, there was need for another sacrifice. So it was this constant ongoing sacrificial rituals that had to be performed by the high priest on behalf of the people. And we know that ultimately Jesus paid that price with his life. And today we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says, for you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. You know, people clamor for gold, for silver, for these things that lose their value. that the precious blood of Jesus was efficacious, that one application, that one life for everybody was sufficient to restore us back to the Father. And that's what today is about, as we celebrate together what God has done. We can see just a picture of the high priest, you know, before he enters the Holy of Holies, that he would, you know, offer up incense before he could enter the holy place. And only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, because we knew that there would be sure death. He first had to cleanse himself of his own sin, and then he had to go into the Holy of Holies to make intercession for the people. And today we celebrate the fact that Jesus himself came, that he was our lamb, that he gave his life as that sacrifice once and for all. And when he died, he actually entered the heavenly temple with his own blood into that Holy of Holies, and, you know, atoned for us once and for all. So no more do animals need to be sacrificed, no more this constant ritual, because the blood of Christ is efficacious. It is able to save us to the utmost, to cleanse us from all of our sins and our unrighteousness. And today that's what we celebrate. It's a sobering day, because we think about the fact that he suffered and he died. But then it's also a joyful day, because we know that that day our sins were lifted, the sins of the world were lifted and forgiven for all times, for all eternity. You know, to think that any sin that you could ever commit for the next 100 years, that it's already been atoned for. Christ's blood has already paid the price, and all we have to do is repent. We just have to call upon the Lord for forgiveness, and our sins will be washed away. And that is a beautiful and very powerful thing that Christ has done for us. And today, as a body, as his body, let us celebrate, let us remember what that is about today. And as we come, we're going to take the Lord's body and blood together as a remembrance of what he did. In the play, was it last week? Or the week before, where they did the Lord's Supper, where Christ sat with his disciples and they participated in the Lord's Supper. It's also a Passover meal. The Jews still celebrate it as the Passover, which we remember what happened in Exodus when God wanted to deliver his people out of Egypt. The various plagues that happened in order for Pharaoh to let them go. And the final plague was the firstborn, the death of the firstborn. And the only thing that could save the Israelites were the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. That as the death angel passed to slay the ungodly, that those that had the blood of the lamb on their doorposts were saved. And this also signifies the Passover, because what Jesus was eating with the disciples were the Passover meal to remind them. But he then became that Passover lamb. So now we know that his blood is upon our hearts, and therefore the death angel cannot touch us. We are alive in Christ, and we will live for eternity because Jesus is our Passover lamb. So there are just so many types and shadows and, you know, things that are really feeding into today of what it really, really means. But we understand the significance because Christ came and he explained it to us. And today we are just remembering, you know, God has given us a memory. And he often said to the people of God, remember, 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 lest we forget. Because if we forget, then we fall back into our old ways. We forget that we were cleansed from our sins. So we are to remember the sacrifice of Christ, what he did, the price that he paid. So that we don't take it for granted. We were redeemed, not with gold or silver. You know, in some countries, they hold people ransom, you know, like hostage, and hold them ransom until a price is paid for their release. This happens even now today. And until that huge price that is put on that person's head is paid, they will not be released. And we had that price on our head, the debt of sin. The debt of sin was on our head, but Christ came and redeemed us from that debt. And today we are free. We are free from sin, and we are free from that debt because of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so we're free from that debt, and that's what this is about today, for this short time that we're going to share together. Let me just share my screen again. So we just see a picture here of a lamb that would have been prepared for the atoning sacrifice. It would be bound, and a young male, without spot, without blemish, which represents without sin, couldn't have any defects, you know, couldn't be crippled or anything. It had to be pure lamb. And that's what Jesus was. He was the only begotten Son of God, and he was without sin, spotless, innocent, and he was our substitute from the Lamb. And we know that today that he's the Lamb of God. He's both the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and who will reign as King for all eternity. And today we just want to acknowledge that and celebrate the fact that God has redeemed us to himself. If you have your elements, we're going to take the Lord's Supper. I want to read the scripture. Right, so Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. We call it communion as well. People call it, you know, different names. So Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. So as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So Jesus is saying that he wasn't going to drink of the fruit of the vine again until he drinks it anew with us in the Father's kingdom. So isn't that exciting to think that there is going to be a Lord's Supper, a time when we will eat and drink with the Lord in the kingdom? And that's what Jesus said, that he will drink it anew in his Father's kingdom. But until then, he wants us to eat and partake of his body as a remembrance of his death.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you, and if it did, please like, comment and subscribe for more videos from Micah, and don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.